This call is being recorded.
And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin, for this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat, and the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light, which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and his violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up, swing it around your head and down around your entire body, and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens and connects you to the galactic central sun. So now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free now and forevermore until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee, it is done by the power and might of 1,000 suns. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
You're now remaining in your tube of protective white light. Focus a moment on your breathing. Just focus on letting go, becoming more and more centered within yourself, letting the outside world just fade away. And just find yourself with your breathing, going deeper within yourself. Take a deep breath now, breathing in the light, breathing in through your nose. And exhale out through your lips. Any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Take another deep breath, breathing in the light. And exhale out any darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and become aware of your chakra centers, those 9 chakra centers that have become awakened and reawakened, or reactivated rather. And become aware of the alignment of those chakras up along your spinal cord, from just below your feet to just above your head. And those 9 chakra centers as energy ports connecting to the various glands within your body, the physical glands, all working together, bringing about balance into your physical body, your astral body, and your etheric body. Everything today is, and these days, about balance, coming into balance, bringing everything together as one. And as you focus on each of the chakra centers, focus on the vibrational frequency within those chakra centers, and how, as you focus on them, you are focusing on raising that frequency in each chakra center in turn. So starting from the Earth Star Chakra just below your feet, and that connection to Gaia herself, grounding point. Many think the grounding point was the root chakra, but it is not. It is the Earth Star Chakra below your feet, connecting your feet into the earth, connecting your astral, etheric, and physical into the earth. Now, see that as a deep earth brown color. And moving up to the root chakra at the base of the spine, see that as a ruby red, deep ruby red color. Also know that when you focus on the chakra centers, you are also working with that fire within you, the Kundalini energy that resides at the base of the spine in that root chakra. So as you rise up the chakras with each ascending color, any ascending vibration, also be aware of that Kundalini energy and how it might also be rising. Not prematurely though, but along with this experience, raising it gently, raising it with purpose and an ideal in mind, that ideal at the soul star chakra above your head, that being the ideal, that being your light body. So now, again, the root chakra, deep ruby red, moving to the next, orange, bright, brilliant orange. Feel the Kundalini energy awakening. Feel that spiritual snake within you rising, beginning to rise, vibrating as it rises. Moving up to your solar plexus area. Bright, brilliant yellow as the sun. The energy rising, the vibrational frequency in the chakra is raising. Feel the vibration as you move up the ladder of consciousness. Now to the heart center, deep blue-green. Just above the heart center, magenta. Feel the energy, the Kundalini energy rising up through the first three chakras and beginning to move now into that heart center. The heart center, which is the balance point between the four lower chakras and the four upper chakras, the four higher chakras. Now to the throat area. Sky blue, energy rising, vibrational frequency increasing. Then to the third eye center in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. Or perhaps the energy, the Kundalini energy, stopped somewhere along the way. And that is okay, for you do not want to force it. You never want to force it. Just let it be what it is. If it stopped in the first chakra, then it stopped. If it stopped in the second, that is okay. The third, etc. Just let it be what it is. Feel the vibration within your entire physical body, your astral and your etheric body. All again about balance, bringing balance to your entire being. Now continuing up to the crown chakra at the top of your head, gold or violet or silver. Then to the soul star chakra, just above your head, pure brilliant white. As you know, when you bring all of the chakras together as one merging into the soul star chakra, you now have your light body, or your Merkaba light body, the light vehicle. And as it is, a vehicle can be used for travel into the higher dimensional frequencies. Somewhat of a gateway that opens up into the higher dimensions, something your physical body is not yet ready to do, but it is in progress and in process. Now in your light body or your Merkaba vehicle, see that, visualize that as a three-dimensional six-pointed star, and that you in your astral and etheric body now can move into this, being your conscious knowing self, moving into that vehicle, into that Merkaba, into the light body. Feel the vibration in your light body. And begin to rise now, leaving your physical body behind. The more that you can get the sensation of actually leaving the physical body, but being in complete control. And always knowing that you are completely safe as you are still in your tube of protective white light as well. And let yourself move up, leaving the physical body, falling below you, higher and higher up into the sky, and above the earth, finally above the earth and above the earth's atmosphere, where you then become aware of all of the millions of ships that surround the planet, the heavenly bodies of the solar system, the planets, the sun. And as you look back down, notice that you can see, or you have the eyes to see, and the understanding to go along with it, which is important. And as you look down, you see the Earth in two different timelines now. You see the Earth in the old three-dimensional illusionary expression, the one that you live in on a daily basis, but you also see the new higher expression that Earth has moved into the fifth dimension and beyond. You see the difference between the two. As if there was a dividing line right down the middle. On the one side, on the left side, is the third dimensional illusion. And on the right side is the beautiful vista and colors and vision of a higher dimensional frequency. Get that sense of the two different sides. How you can go back and forth. How this in itself is actually increasing the ability of your third eye, opening more and more, seeing beyond the beyond, beyond the illusion. Seeing the Earth not as she was, but as she is becoming more and more. Now let yourself in your Merkaba light vehicle, in your light body, move down to the Earth into the right side, into the higher frequency side, fifth dimension. Feel yourself there in the frequency that is there.
All right. So you guys remember Grandma's instructions, right? Okay. I'll start the crock pot.
Let yourselves now continue to experience the higher vibration that comes in this dimensional frequency. You may even become aware of the denizens of this dimension, those of the Devic evolution, where you can see angels, and see the various beings of the Devic evolution, sprites, the fairies, the elves, all of those mythical creatures that you thought, or that many thought, were just myths, just stories passed on from generation to generation. But as you all know, they are so much more. For they reside in the higher dimensional frequency. And as you move more fully into that frequency yourself, you will experience them. You will remember them. They remember you. Now, let yourselves begin to come back towards your physical body, feeling though the love, the oneness that you may have felt, that higher vibration that you felt, perhaps the bliss that you had for even just a moment, that come back into your physical body with you, bringing your astral and etheric body, merging back into your physical body. But now feel the difference of vibration as you come back in. Feel your entire physical body now vibrating. Perhaps electrical sensation within you. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Sananda, and I come to be with you at this time as we continue to move together through these times, together as one. I, as Sananda, am very much one with all of you that are in this group, all of you that resonate to this, these words. I am one with you, have always been one with you. Many of you, if not all of you, came with me to this evolution here on this planet. For the purpose, as you all know, to bring forward the vibrational frequency, to bring forward the Earth into a new, higher timeline. That is what you are all doing. That is your mission as light workers and light warriors, to bring the light, anchor the light, and then send the light out. Spread it out to all that are ready to receive it. That is what you came to do, and that is what you continue to do each and every day in your awakening and your sleeping time as well. For when you sleep, in your sleep state, you are very active as those light warriors, even without your knowing it. You are working together with the forces of heaven to bring about the changes to the collective consciousness of man. All working together, all working to bring balance back into the world. Balance of the masculine and feminine energies coming together as one. That is what this is all about. Moving forward through the ascension process. All are doing this now in various ways. All of the light warriors and workers are doing this. So allow the process to continue to move forward in whatever way it does for you. It is an individual process as well as a collective process. So allow the process. Allow yourself to be, in a sense, taken along through this. In many ways, you are acting purposefully in various ways to bring this about. Just even through your very thoughts, your positive thoughts, create a new, higher timeline and a quickening process to move forward in this timeline. So know that your thoughts are very, very important. And of course, what you say from those thoughts are also very important. So watch your thoughts, control your thoughts, and as much as you can, more and more, let go of various attachments that you have to the third dimensional illusion. For as you know, that is all it is an illusion. It is an illusion that you, as a collective consciousness of man, created here. And as a collective consciousness of man, you are creating the new higher timeline, the new higher dimensional frequency, the new creation. So create. Create with your thoughts. Create with your words. Create with your imagination. Let your imagination run free. For it is in your imagination that you are bringing about this great new creation. Believe in yourselves. Believe in the plan. Trust in the plan. For it is indeed working out exactly as it needs to in every moment. And in every moment, you are indeed moving forward, onward, into the light. And as you move more and more into the light, the darkness and the shadows recede. Let that continue to happen. Yes, continue to look at this as a show, a movie that is playing out, and in some respects has already played out. You are just waiting now for the results to be able to be seen with your physical eyes, when your third eye is more and more open, as it is. So again, let the process play out, let the movie play out, and be aware but not attached to anything that is happening. In a sense, be neutral, so that you are not swayed one way or the other. Be neutral as your Father in heaven is neutral. Creation itself is neutral. I am Sananda, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you continue to move onward, always moving onward, not stagnant, but moving forward into the light more and more. To the light of your own higher creation. Om Mani Padme Om. Om Mani Padme Om. Om Om. Greetings to one who serves here, and we are here minus Shoshana at this point, but we will what you have a term muddle on here, and. We are ready for your questions. If you have them, you can unmute your phones now, and we will entertain your questions if you have them.
I have a question.
Yes.
This may relate to what Vanna was saying about working in our sleep state, but I sometimes recently wake up with scratches, with light scratches, but like on my upper arms and around there. And I wondered if that had anything to do with something that's happening in my sleep state.
We did not quite understand in your wording of what was happening in your sleep. Something about your arms?
Getting scratches. I get light surface scratches. I do have cats, but it's only one scratch. It's not like three in a row or something like that. It's just one random scratch here and there, and I just wondered if that has something to do with what's going on in our sleep state. Am I?
It certainly is. That is correct. It is an affirmation of what you are doing, working within your sleep state, that you are operating at a higher level in that sleep state, in working with those of the forces of light to bring about the changes here to this planet. You, along with many of the angels and the archangels, are working together in this way. And there are many of you that are on this call and those that resonate to these words that are also doing so. You may not notice the scratches. You may not remember those things that happen, but indeed they are happening just as you are beginning to understand more and more that they are happening. Certainly when you have those lucid dreams, those of you that are having those, and we find that the more of you are having them more and more here, and this is going to continue, that you are going to have these dreams, and eventually you are going to remember more and more of what is happening in those dreams, in that dream state, in that reality. For indeed, it is a reality beyond the illusion of the third dimension. Was this sufficient for you?
I just wondered, does that mean that I'm fighting? Is physical or astral battle?
You are. You are, okay. Yes. You are having, in some sense here, a battle between the dark and the light. Yes.
Thank you.
Would there be other questions here?
Yes, this is Nana. I have a question related to her story, because I had the same thing happen the other day, in the morning when I woke up, on the left side of my stomach. I had I thought it was a bug bite, but it was red. Is that something? And it's healed pretty much now, but I had no recollection of how it happened, or I thought maybe I was bitten by something in my sleep, or is that connected to that, or is that different?
Indeed, it is very much connected. You are experiencing those things we have been speaking of for quite some time, those glimpses. And those glimpses can be more than just seeing types of into the higher dimensions, but can also be experiencing and feeling and all of this that goes along with it. So, yes.
Mm. Okay, thank you.
Would there be other questions here?
I have a question. This is Rita.
Yes.
Listen, I'd like to know where animals go after they pass on. I had a wonderful, wonderful cat that I had for 20 years, and she had to pass on. And I'm telling you, I love that cat so much and miss her so much. And I'm wondering whether they go on like we do. I have a feeling they do have a soul, and that, can you please tell me where they do go?
What we can tell you is they indeed do have a collective soul, and together they are working to bring about the changes here on the planet in their own way as well, as companions, as love companions to you, to show you the way to unconditional love. That is what they are. That is what they bring. And in their sacrifices and all of this, they bring this love to mankind. See? So where they go is very similar in a sense to where the human beings go. But it is a difference in that there is the individual soul for humanity, but in the animal world, there is more of the collective soul, which at times does become individual. And that is where you have those beloved pets that you have had that come back in another form, or in another, in might be in the same animal form or in a different animal form to you. But they continue on in that animal form until they are ready themselves to move on beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what I said when she passed on? I said, you graduated, because she was so human. I thought she might become a human the next incarnation, because I've got to tell you, I have never experienced an animal like her. I feel the loss. I do feel the loss, but I want her to be happy. I hope she's happy where she's at. And thank you for your answer. Thank you so much.
Yes. Would there be other questions here? Nothing further, then we are ready for, we know that it is one email question.
One who serves. Animals, do animals actually eventually graduate to becoming humans, or do they always stay in the collective animal kingdom?
You have to understand there is always an ascension process, and this goes for all beings, whether they are animal, human, mineral, whatever it might be. There is an ascension process. There is a continuing movement onward into higher dimensional frequencies, into higher understandings, higher consciousness, all of this. And this continues on for all beings. Okay?
So we can't specify that they eventually would become a human being.
It is definitely, yes, that is part of the process as well. And there are other beings beyond the human being, you have to understand. See?
Thank you for answering the question. I was just curious to know if they can eventually become humans. Okay.
Yes. We take your email question now.
Yes, thank you. Someone asks, as far as the Anunnaki books, which are written by Zechariah Sitchin, are they worth reading, or are they misinformation coming to us from the CIA?
We will say that they are certainly worth reading to those that wish to read them, that wish to understand this part of history. Those historians within you, within each of you, that part of you that wishes to know the truth, wishes to understand what has occurred previous to your evolution here on this planet, or was the beginning of this evolution on this planet, you see. So indeed, those books by this one you speak of are indeed accurate in many respects. Of course, certain things have been taken out of context in terms of what this one read from those scrolls and those documents that came across. And some was mistranslated and all of this, but for the most part, it is very accurate and has been changed by those that have read these materials and then came with their own understanding of this. So it is very similar to that of the Bible and how it has been misinterpreted, mistranslated, all of this over the many thousand years here. You see, thousands of years. See? So we are ready to end this this part of your call here. So we just wish to say here in closing that you continue to, as Sananda says, you continue to move on forward, always moving forward on into the light. More and more into the light of your own being, into the light of your own creation. Shanti, peace be with you.